Let's take a look at the top 75 holdings in our sample mutual fund from presentation number 4. It's called the Investment Company of America. Remember the Investment Company Act of 1940? Yeah, it goes way back to 1933, 1934. And the data for 2013 hasn't come out yet, but let's take a look at the top 75 holdings as of December 31st, 2012, a year ago. Now, it is a domestic large cap growth and income stock fund. Of course, the mutual fund was created long before we created all these names for these mutual funds. The names, all the categories came much, much later. But that's what it is. It invests mostly in United States companies, up to, I think, 30% outside the United States, or 25% outside the United States. But most of the companies are going to be based in the United States. They're going to be large cap, which is the fancy way of saying big companies, Papa Bears. And they invest both for growth, capital gains, and they invest for income, dividends. That's what income comes from stocks. Now, they may invest in some bonds when they are looking for more income, but mostly they're going to be invest primarily in stocks. So will it be volatile? Yes. Will it be as volatile as their aggressive growth and growth stock mutual fund cousins? No. Will it be more aggressive, more volatile than their equity income funds? Yes. It's going to be more it's going to be more volatile than equity income. All other things being equal, and they never are. Many dividend-paying companies tend to be very large, well-established companies that grow their dividends consistently. And most all of these companies you will recognize, some you won't, and we'll learn how to research companies in chapters 5 and 6 and 17 as we dig deeply into stocks. Since it is a domestic growth and income stock fund, a few of them are foreign, but most of the companies are based in the United States. Although most of the companies are domestic, it turns out that many are global in nature. Some make far more money outside the United States than they do inside the United States. We think of these companies as United States companies, but many of them make more money. More than 50% of their earnings come from outside the United States. Coca-Cola makes 80% of its money outside the United States. Sure, it's based in Atlanta, Georgia, but it's a company which is a country unto itself. They're often called multinational. Right, exactly. There were another 59 stocks in the mutual fund at the time of this for a total of 134. So you buy $50 worth of this mutual fund and you're buying 25 cents of this company and 50 cents of that company and 30 cents of that company and you get instant diversification. According to Benjamin Graham, the author of The Intelligent Investor and Warren Buffett's Teacher, these are the types of companies that should make up the vast majority of your investments, assuming that you go out and buy stocks on your own. Sure, go ahead and take a little money and buy that San Diego-based biotech startup that may become the next Genentech or Amgen. These are biotech companies that did make it. For every one Genentech, though, there are dozens of companies that are gone. You may even strike it rich. It never worked out that way for me. But make sure your portfolio is firmly focused on large companies with long histories of earnings and dividends. That's intelligent investing. Now, I'm not saying you should buy these companies. That's not the idea. The idea is that these are the types of companies that you're interested in. And most all these companies you've heard of, look at the first three. Well, Philip Morris International. Now, there's a real interesting company. It's based in the United States, but it doesn't sell anything in the United States. It's the part of Philip Morris that sells cigarettes outside the United States. And folks, you know, around the world, everybody believes, not everybody, but many people believe, that everybody in the United States has a big 10-gallon hat, rides a horse, and smokes Marlboros. Microsoft, yeah. There's Amgen, biotech company. Dow Chemical, they make chemicals. Abbott Laboratories, who are they? Well, when you get your blood drawn, who actually does the test? Well, chances are it's going to be done by Abbott Labs. Gilead is another biotech. Home Depot, AT&T, Oracle, who are they? They're a software company that makes the software that runs most all the banks and the large financial institutions. Every time you swipe a credit card, probably Oracle software is involved. It's database software. Altria is the company that sells the Marlboros in the United States. General Motors, General Dynamics, BP, Verizon. These are companies, Chevron. I'm not saying you're going to buy these companies, folks. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying these are the types of companies that should make up the vast majority of your long-term, prudent stock investments. And sure, you're eventually going to buy a hot startup that could strike it rich, but don't bet the farm. Make sense? Okay, great.